Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Wapello Mayor Sean Main about the grant they received from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation.
The grant, it was applied for by Wapello Hometown Pride, an organization that has come together to make Wapello better. The city of Wapello has a master plan for the North End Park, which is what we call our fairgrounds. It used to have an old horse racetrack that ran around there. Of course, that's long been gone. You can still sort of see the horse track, but they haven't raced horses there in decades. It was a lot of wasted space. Ball fields were kind of haphazardly put in. Things just kind of added and dotted in that park over the years and decades as the town has grown, and there was really no rhyme or reason why they were put there. It's just, oh, that's a good spot, it's open, let's do that. Back up about, 6 or 8 years, the mayor before me, I was actually on the council at that time, but the mayor before me decided that they wanted to do a study and do a master plan and look at the whole property as one big parcel and how can we make all these things fit and make it look pleasing to our community and everyone can use it and make the space usable. And they did that. And it's quite a map. It kind of repositions our ball fields into a little clover leaf, and it's got a horse arena that's covered for the local rodeo, the FFA rodeo, a nice walking trail that goes around the entire perimeter of the park and camping spaces and so on and so forth. Now we fast forward to the Wapello Hometown Pride that has taken over that mission to make that a reality. And, you know, in a small community like ours of 2,000 people, a $2 or $3 million project is just, I'm not going to say it's insurmountable, but pretty much. I mean, that amount of money to us is just off the scale. So they have taken little bits and pieces, and, you know, I liken it to like eating an elephant, you know, one bite at a time, looking for grants, and they're looking for all this funding that they're going out for, and this is the first little piece of the puzzle that has kind of started this whole thing. And I got to really pat them on the back for taking this on and working towards this goal, because it's going to be really neat when it's done. It's going to be a great corner piece of our town. I think this is working towards the walking trail that goes around the perimeter. They're working real hard on a new concession stand for the ball fields, too.
You said that this project is $2 to $3 million total?
Yeah, total.
Okay, that's a big project.
It's huge. Yeah.
I imagine this is an ongoing project that'll take some time.
Some time, oh yeah. Yep. They've got a little list of priorities. I don't know how they prioritize. That's their, I mean, the grand scheme of thing is our picture on the wall, but they've got a list of priorities and they say, okay, we're going to do the walking trail first, then we're going to do the concession stand, then we're going to move the ball diamonds, and that leaves up space to put the horse arena in. So it's one thing leads to the next thing.
And how do you think a project like this can benefit a town like Wapello?
Well, I think it's one piece to a large puzzle that we've, over the last 6 or 8 years, we've worked towards. We've instituted our new housing districts. We've just finished a new housing district, and we've put in probably 15 new homes. We've instituted a tax rebate for new homes, a 5-year sliding scale. So if somebody builds a new home or remodels an existing home, they get a tax abatement to do that. It's all leading up towards, we're always going to be somewhat of a bedroom community, but I want it to be somewhat of a growing bedroom community where young families can come here to town. It's a little slower pace. You don't have to worry about things that you have to worry about in a large town. The crime, you know, the things that people don't want to talk about. The news like to, but we don't, you know, the shootings and whatnot. Honestly, in town, it could be 2:00 in the morning. You could take a walk in town and nothing's going to happen to you. Those are the things that we focus on, and the park is a part of that puzzle that can bring it together, and hopefully we can attract people to our town.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Wapello Mayor Sean Main. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.